must be some kind of way out of here. There's a joker to the thief. There's just too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Girl. Yes. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, that was Caravan and Golf Girl from In Land of Gray and Pink. Originally released in 1971, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Richard Coughlin, born September 2nd, 2025. The English drummer and percussionist Richard Coughlin was born. He was one of the founding members of Caravan in 1968 and remained with the band until his death. Caravan, who was signed to Decca Records, blended psychedelic rock, jazz, and classical influences, created distinctive progressive rock sound. But he won't be around to celebrate his birthday because he died December 1st, 2013. Anyway, before that we heard we heard Dream Syndicate and All Along the Watchtower, cover version of a Bob Dylan song. And that's commemorated the fact that it was on this day that the Jimi Hendrix Experience released a cover of the Bob Dylan song All Along the Watchtower 9 months after the original version of the airwaves. Yes, it was originally on John Leslie Harding. Okay, well, I remembered. I had a brain fart, but I didn't remember. Before that, we were at Steam Packet and In Crowd, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the day that Steam Packet, with along John Baldry, Rod Stewart, Julie Driscoll, and the Byron Organ Trinity, appeared at the Marquee Club in London on this day, September 2nd, 2025, 60 years ago today. We heard The Black Crowes and You Wear It Well, speaking of Rod Stewart. That's to commemorate the fact that Rod Stewart was at number one in the UK singles chart with You Wear It Well, the singer's second UK number one. It was taken from his album Never a Dull Moment. That was covered by the Black Crowes on the 1972 album, which is an album of cover versions from 1972, released in 2022. We heard Electric Light Orchestra and Don't Bring Me Down from Discovery, released in 1979. That was the Japanese import version. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of today's the birthday of Mick Kaminsky, violin with Electric Light Orchestra, by the 1979 UK number 3 and US number 4 single Don't Bring Me Down, plus 26 other top 40 hits. And what else do we hear? We heard Billy Preston. We started to go with Billy Preston and Nothing for Nothing. That was originally released in 1974. That was from the compilation Billboard Top Rock and Roll Hits 1974. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Billy Preston, born September 2nd, 1946. He will not be celebrating his birthday, though, because he died on June 6th, 2006. Here we go. They're talking about, Apple Basic. I'm okay. It's 6502 Assembly. And AUK. AUK instead. And Brian says, happy walkies. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the over the zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated by a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number two featuring theme time songs about Baltimore and the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week? biggest record artists on Radio Free Digital.
That's not good. Yeah, I think I should have played... I should have played this.
Was that six last week?
The Six of One Show on Radio Free Digital.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Let's see. Podcast. Playlist. Oh, yeah. Oh, we had the wrong playlist. Yep. Likely so. Anyway. Yeah. We should have played something else. Should have played, this.
Radio. Was that six last week?
The next show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
You are listening to Radio Free Digital.
Free Digital.
Oh my God, RFP.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hello, it's me, Walter. My brother-in-law, Hank Schrader, has found out about my bakery, and I was forced to shut it down as a result. Now I opened up a Starbucks, and all of the money I earn from that business will go towards my cancer treatment. Make sure to check out our highly addictive Blue Sky coffee, which will make you ask for more after one sip from the cup. Also, make sure to check out our stevia. It contains ricin, which is a real taste to die for. We don't sell just coffee, but we also sell pimento cheese sandwiches because Mike was begging for it to be added on our menu. This Starbucks is totally not a cover-up for an underground meth lab, unlike Gus Fring, who uses his chicken restaurant as a cover-up for a meth lab. Yeah, you heard me, Gus. The DEA is coming for you now, and your drug empire is over. Also, if Brandon Mayhew is watching this commercial, stop spanking your monkey in our Starbucks. You're not allowed here, you weirdo. We got you on CCTV.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Distance, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal? Too much music you've never heard before? Too many long, boring economic lectures? Tell my friend then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night,
8 p.m. Central.
Ah, physical fitness, whatever. You know, whatever. You do what you like to do, I do. But you're a sucker. You're gonna live forever, whatever. You're gonna die. Someone will kill you. Someone will kill you with a knife. Make sure your abs are friggin' ripped. You got some good guns. You want to look good for when you get stabbed with a knife. That's how it works.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
When Decca purchased the Crystal 8 Record Company in 1937, it not only acquired their West Hampstead studios, but also the services of three experienced recording engineers. Arguably the most important was Arthur Haddy.
Blue skies around the corner, walk round the corner with me.
At the start of the Second World War, Decca was approached by the Admiralty to help assist with top-secret work to identify German submarines with radar. As a result of this, Haddy began recording and playing back sound signals at higher frequencies than had ever been done before, ushering in the era of true hi-fi. This became known as Full Frequency Range Recording, FFRR. In 1954, with the birth of stereo, Arthur Haddy, with recording engineers Roy Wallace and Kenneth Wilkinson, developed a now legendary microphone array for capturing the sound of a full orchestra. The Decca Tree captured the power and detail with unprecedented fidelity. Full frequency stereophonic sound, FFSS, was born. And so good has his microphone technique proved that it is still in use by Decca engineers today.
Tune in at 6 on a Monday night. Clayton and Ray should bring the music light on RFD, dancing in the sound. We'll album play as we gather round. It's the world according to Clay.
Theme time on the next show.
And this week we're expanding our travelogue somewhat. We're doing songs about Baltimore. I don't know what the definitive Baltimore song is. So I'm just playing something by Matthew Sweet.
Make my love. I want it back to the pool.
Big top is crumbling down. It's raining in Baltimore, 50 miles east, where you should be. No one's around. And a phone call. I need a raincoat. I need a big love. I need a phone call. These train conversations passing me by. Don't have nothing to say. You get what you paid for, but I just had no intention of living this way. I need a phone call. Plane ride. I need a sunburn. I need a raincoat.
She had often begged me for
And they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Our heart was filled with laughter when she saw the city lights. And she said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for. And I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. Bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned that she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yeah, now my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
girl from Baltimore.
Yes, that was Kick and Girl Money from Hotwire, released on East West Records in 1991. Yeah, I know, it's kind of weak connection, but it does mention Baltimore in it, so I think that counts. Before that, we heard the Fleshtones and the Girl from Baltimore from It's Super Rock Time, the IRS is compilation of It's Super Rock Time, the IRS years 1980 to 1985. We heard Randy Newman and Baltimore from the compilation 70s Music. We heard Bobby Bear, son of Bobby Bear Jr., otherwise known as Bear Jr., and Streets of Baltimore from All American Boy, released in 1966. We heard Counting Crows and Raining in Baltimore from August and Everything After, released in 2014. Is that right? Let me check. Tequila. Released in 1993. That was from the 2014 remaster. My bad. And we started things off with Matthew Sweet and Baltimore from Modern Art, released in 2011. So yeah, that's it for the theme time. Songs about Baltimore. I don't know what I'm going to do next week. Probably songs about D.C. District of Criminals. So anyway, oh, yeah, I saw this video where they were talking about, like, he listed the Amigas and had a demonstration of each one. So it had the Amiga 1000, which was not originally called the Amiga 1000, was retroactively called the 1000. It was just known as the Amiga at first. So then they bifurcated into two separate products, the Amiga 500, an inexpensive gaming computer, and the Amiga 2000, which is, it was more like a PC. It had expansion, it had a Zora backplane, and also, yeah, Genlock, and you could do things with a Genlock, you put the titles on your video and things like that. But yeah. But then they had the Amiga 3000, 1990, the Amiga 4000, and then they had the CDTV, which is like a media player from 1991. They had the Amiga 4000, 1992, and also the Amiga CD32 gaming system from 1994. Well, released in UK in 1993. Released. Well, actually, never really got a North America release. But anyway, but then you think that would be the end of it, because I was like in April 1994. Commodore went filed for bankruptcy. So you think that would be it? But no, there's more. SCOM came out with a revamped version of the Amiga 4000 in 1997. Before they went broke, they filed for bankruptcy too. And they came with the company that acquired the Commodore. They came out with another Amiga. So it was kind of interesting to see that. Oh, here. Into the Ham Vision. There was the biggest flag. Oh, here. West Ham Sexy. Seeing a Ford Transit van with panties hanging from the same size as the door. Yeah, that's interesting. So, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replacing the O with a zero. For a playlist and show archives, I probably should put the show URL in, did they have the, I wonder, did they have the, there's supposed to be like a, something in like Alabama in late August. I don't know if they had, like a hamvention there. But anyway, time for the New Music Express, so we should do that before we all fall too far behind. 43 minutes past the hour, by the way.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
So this week we're doing Tracks to the Lost Albums, Bruce Springsteen, Tracks to the Lost Albums. So I'm just going to play one song. We're doing different songs each week. And somehow we're going to get through this backlog of songs. So anyway, here's Bruce Springsteen and High Sierra. New Music Express on the next show.
I was down on my luck, so down on my luck. Packed my bags and left big city and trouble I'd seen. Took the highway north, trying to find some place where the air felt clean. Came upon that little cafe in the early spring. Whereas you came through the door above a little bell would ring. She was waiting there in the High Sierras, flower in her long black hair. In the High Sierras, I'd been down on my luck, so down on my luck. It was laughter and wine and warm and snacks in that little motel. I could have stayed there the rest of my life. Found a job at the filling station. She worked at the luncheon. In the evening she set the table as I washed all dirt and sweat. And it was good as it gets, just as good as it gets. We were happy there in the High Sierras. Oh, so happy there in the High Sierras. I'd been down on my luck, and she lifted me back. that had to be done. The train left the station, they gave me my gun. The day smelled of ash, the sky was hard and blue. All I remember is my shirt with the blood seeping through. Dust sheet set the silverware for the morning ship. She'd sit on the motel porch with a beer and cigarette. The summer nights would drift, seasons passed, and winter snow melted and come the early spring. Luncheonette, she'd look up from the counter each time that little bell would ring. We were happy there in the high Sierra. Oh, so happy there in the high Sierra. When I was down on my luck, she lifted me up.
If I can go round.
Yes, the New Music Express is instead of entirely new music presented to you on the next show. That was the Flash Cubes and If These Hands, released on Big Stir Records on Friday. Before that, we heard Blood Orange and Thinking Clean from Essex Honey, also released on Friday. We heard The Best, and the title track from Straight Line was a Lie. Rather coincidentally, released on Friday. And we start things off with Bruce Springsteen and High Sierra from Track 2, The Lost Albums. Not released on Friday, but released in late June. So, yeah, we're kind of like whittling down the selected picks from that album. So, yeah. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us. You can also join us... Oh. Mr. Blair Alford is the first person I met here. I see some pretty big hands in Hamvention. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for replace the O with a zero. I put the URL in the chat. For a playlist and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. I've been pretty diligent about posting the playlist. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, amazingly enough, you've survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show, featuring Fun with Fish and the featured artist Blue Rodeo, part five. And we'll have that right after this.
Radio!
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Teen Hunger Force, and this is my Stone Cold Lock of the Century. Special edition, the Pencil Neck versus the Garden State Studs. Pencil Neck, Redskins versus Giants, go.
Excuse me?
Come on, Pencil Neck, opinion, go.
Well,
Okay, but my name is Chuck Colson.
Sorry, Pencilneck, wrong answer. Big Blue is going to be riding high in the FedEx Field on the feathered wings of Bald Eagle, spinning it this Sunday. It's the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And that's why Eli and the G-Man are going to pummel the skin red, white, black, and blue, as depicted on our flag.
But both these teams are American, right?
Yeah, I know that, but Al-Qaeda attacked New York in our own backyard.
You know Washington got attacked on 9/11 too, right?
Yeah, maybe, but this is like revenge, like Die Hard.
You also know Die Hard is not about revenge.
Predator versus alien, whatever. People get what the God State starts saying here. If the New York football Giants don't win for the people of New York, then the terrorists win. Then I'm not saying Redskins are terrorists. I'm saying something I heard on TV.
Okay, well, I think the Giants will win because the Redskins went 6-10 last year and then replaced their quarterback with a guy who's best known for being the worst player on a team that did not win the Super Bowl.
Fair enough, but wrong. The G-Men are going to take the Skins behind the woodshed this Sunday as the Pencilneck streak gets snapped.
What streak? This is week one.
This don't work unless we got tension here.
Last week, Social Security turned 90. Will it survive another decade? Recently, Elon Musk called Social Security the, quote, biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. Donald Trump asserts the program is just fine so long as Democrats do not get their grubby little paws on it. Meanwhile, the chief actuary of Social Security says it will be bankrupt in just 7 years. So which is it, 7 years of Ponzi or 90 years so long as Republicans are in charge? The key here is Social Security bankruptcy does not mean what most people think, does not mean the checks end and grandma eats cat food. It simply means the so-called Social Security Trust Fund is exhausted and the program starts losing money every year. So the Trust Fund is the stockpile of U.S. Treasuries built up over the past 90 years while people were paying into Social Security but not yet retired. That's the Ponzi part of it. The Trust Fund peaked in 2020 at nearly $3 trillion. And since then, it's been losing about $100 billion a year. But it's now expected to accelerate and run out in just 7 more years. That would mean nearly $3 trillion loss in just 12 years under Democrats and Republicans. Of course, the kicker is the trust fund is already gone because there's nothing in there but IOUs, government debt. As in, every dollar of surplus in Social Security was already spent by Congress and replace with an IOU. And when those IOUs run out, when Social Security is bankrupt, it simply recognizes reality, the money is long gone. What happens then? In theory, they could cut benefits, a 20% cut would stabilize the program, or they could hike taxes. Democrats have long argued to subject all income to 15% Social Security and Medicare taxes. They could even raise the retirement age again, which Reagan did in the 1980s, taking it from 65 to 67. Of course, in reality, they will do none of these things. Instead, they will take the path of least resistance and just let Social Security losses roll as fresh new deficit on top of the $1.6 trillion plus deficits we are currently running. And these will be large. The Congressional Budget Office estimates $6.3 trillion in Social Security deficits in the first 10 years after bankruptcy, and then almost doubling every decade after that. Note, these losses go on top of regular deficits, which CBO projects at roughly $2 trillion in that first decade every single year. That all takes us to a cool $2.5 trillion in deficits as far as the eye can see, until the great paper money Ragnarok, when gold and Bitcoin shall inherit the earth. So what's next? Brought to you by iTrust Capital. It shouldn't be this way. Countries like Chile or Singapore run Social Security like 401ks, so allowing people to invest it and keeping it out of the grubby paws of both parties. In fact, if we ran Social Security like a 401k since 401k started, returns would roughly quadruple, and we'd have perhaps $18 trillion in surplus, half the national debt. In fact, if we ran Social Security like 401k since the beginning back in the 30s, it would have something between $50 and $100 trillion, which would be almost $1 million per American household. Turning Social Security into a 401k-style program that's out of Congress's reach, so-called privatization, the only way to save it, but given that won't happen, it will instead go bankrupt, turn into tens of trillions of debt, one more albatross forcing the Fed into permanent inflation. Grandma will not eat the cat food, but the dollar will. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. And now it's time for some fun with Fish on the next show.
His name was Jim.
Run away, run away, run away.
Took all of my old clothes with him.
Run away, run away, run away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that song came to a sudden ending.
Yeah, that was Fun with Fish, Runaway Jim, recorded July 31st, 1997 at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. That's pretty much it, because that kind of like, you usually go like 1 to 3 songs. But that's only, we're just going to do one song tonight. We kind of ran out of time. So anyway, 35 minutes, 36 minutes past the hour. And we should do feature our segment before we fall too far behind. So, fortunately, this keyboard is falling off. Let me put it back. Oh, wait, yeah. Here. That's better. Okay, well, anyway, we'll cue the intro here. Featured artist.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
This week, we're doing Blue Rodeo Part 5. We're up to the Days in Between, which was their eighth studio album, with the same lineup as the previous album. We Jim Cuddy on vocals, guitar; Greg Keeler also on vocals and guitar; Basil Donovan on bass; Glenn Mitchum on drums; and the late James Gray on piano, Hammond art. Horgan, Rose Piano, Wurlitzer, and String Samples, and Kim Champ on pedal steel guitar and Hawaiian guitar. So anyway, I just want to play one song, because I think we did most of this last week. So here's Blue Rodeo from the Days in Between. Oh, by the way, this was released on Warner Music Canada, produced by Blue Rodeo and Trina Schumacher. Schumacher. Anyway, here's Blue Rodeo and Always Getting Better.
When I was lonely and I lay like a ghost upon my bed, I never thought about my friends. I never called up anyone. Happy hiding out inside my head. And then you came along. You loved me. Slow down,
the things that come to me at night.
Yes, Blue Rodeo, and Always Getting Better from The Days in Between, released on Warner Music Canada in 2000. So this brings us to their next release, Palace of Gold, the ninth studio album by the Canadian country, all-country band Blue Rodeo, also released on Warner Music Canada and produced by Blue Rodeo. It has the same lineup, except they don't have Kim DeChamp on keyboards. But they have this essentially the same lineup as the previous album. Let's listen to a track from Palace of Gold. Oh, here's a title track. Featured artist is Blue Rodeo on the next show.
Yeah, he's so high in the power.
go at night to stand in the snow-covered field, looking across the lake to the lights in town. Glad to be alive, glad to be alive, glad to be alive. A still winter's night, Christmas stars shining so bright. The wind blew the song, so she cried and sang along. Glad to be alive, glad to be alive, glad to be shining so bright. The wind knew her song, so she cried and sang along. Glad to be alive, glad to be alive, glad to be alive. Glad to
I'm finally getting tired of this game. Every night goes just the same. Try to talk to me about all your sorrow and your pain. Gonna end up walking out on you again. I watch you lying on. Pictures of the two of us.
Thank you.
Are three songs from Blue Rodeo. That was Find a Way to Say Goodbye. Before that, we heard Glad to Be Alive. And we started things off with the title track from the album Palace of Gold. All those are from their ninth studio album, Palace of Gold, released on Warner Music Canada on October 8th, 2002. This is their next album. Which is, Are You Ready? Released on April 5th, 2005 on Warner Music Canada. And with the same lineup as the previous album. So let's listen to a track from this album. We're going to hear, Blue Rodeo. And the title track from Are You Ready? Feature artist is Blue Rodeo on the next show.
Don't worry, buddy, we'll see the same through. I'll cry the river. you see some picture of us lying on the bed. Some old memory haunts you, gets stuck inside your head. Don't get angry about it and wish we'd never been. Don't get roped into a corner and try changing everything. Don't get paralyzed with fear and stand there wondering what to do. Just forget it, girl, and I will too. You're on our corner and you run into our friends. If they ask about me, start wondering where I am. Don't get angry about it, feel like you're caving in. Don't start crying again and go and tell them everything. Don't you walk away.
Two songs by Blue Rodeo. That was Don't Get Angry. And we started things off with the title track from the album Are You Ready. Both those were Are You Ready, released on Warner Music Canada in 2005. So anyway, that does it for Blue Rodeo. I think we're going to try to wrap it up either next week or the week after that, and then move on to the Jayhawks. I've kind of like gotten into this like alt country rabbit hole here, and hopefully this work out pretty well. So anyway, it's 3 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the hour IDs before we fall too far behind. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four of the show, featuring our tribute to Bobby Whitlock. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red solo cup.
Pencil Loco.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
Pull it, B Stretch.
Need some Adderall.
You got a test, is that it? Big final. Need to pull an all-nighter.
Exactly. High dosage, too. Just pretend I'm a 300-pound 9-year-old who can't finish the sentence.
Here we go. 30 milligrams. Don't take two of these, think you're going to nap. It's basically speed. So why don't we say... That'll work. How about a zombie kit?
What's that now?
Zombie kit. Shotgun, machete, some Bactine. It's a side business. I make up these knapsacks for the zombie apocalypse. You know, in case the undead come back to life and the world gets all dog-eat-dog.
It's already dog-eat-dog, friend. Not sure what worse a bunch of zombies could do.
Yeah, dog-eat-dog. Anyway, this is a tribute to Bobby Whitlock. So, let's see, we're getting into this. Reading details from, like, Wikipedia. He's born Robert Stanley Whitlock in Memphis, Tennessee on March 18th, 1948. So he was 77 years old when he died. In an article for Mojo Magazine, May 2011, music journalist Phil Sutcliffe described Whitlock Horrigan peering over Booker T's shoulder at Stax Studios. While still a teenager, Whitlock befriended acts associated with Stax Records, including Albert King, Sam and Dave, the Staples Singers, and Booker T and the MGs, and was the first white artist signed to the label. His first contribution to a recording was in 1967, when he supplied hand claps on Sam and Dave's single, I Thank You. So, yeah, listen to that. So anyway, here's... Sam and Dave, title track from the album, I Thank You. And I Thank You.
And get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul. You have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
Do, 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 do. Yes. Sam and Dave, and the title track from I Thank You, released in 1968 on Stax Records. Also released, because they got acquired by Atlantic Records, so eventually they released the Atlantic Records. But anyway, let's see. Between 1965 and 1968, Whitlock performed regularly in the Memphis area, playing organ with local soul band The Shortcuts, before forming The Counts. In his 2010 autobiography, Whitlock writes of this period in Memphis as a great time in town for music then, especially soul music. It's real rhythm and blues. Albert King, R&B, that's what I'm talking about. It was loose and it was about music everywhere that you turned. With established tax musicians such as Steve Cropper as his mentor, the Colonel, and Donald Duck Dunn and Don Nix preparing to produce a pop album by him on Stax subsidiary label, that they relegated them to, like, I guess the white people they relegated to a subsidiary label. Whitlock instead left Memphis after meeting the husband and wife team, Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett. Whitlock recalled that he was performing at a club with the Counts when the Bramletts invited him to join the Soul Review band they're forming in Los Angeles. Whitlock contributed keyboards and vocals to two Delaney and Bonnie albums in 1969, Home and Accept No Substitute. Their touring band, known as Delaney, Body, and Friends, include musicians he would continue to work with on projects through the early 70s. Bassist Carl Rattle, drummers Jim Keltner and Jim Gordon, and a horn section comprising Bobby Keys and Jim Price. So, you know, let's listen to a track from Delaney and Bonnie from their first album, Home. Here's Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. And it's been a long time coming. We're paying tribute to Bobby Whitlock on the next show.
There's a strange sensation burning deep inside. I can feel your love is getting stronger.
Baby, I know just how you feel, cause I can feel it too. You're my strength, my foundation, you're my power.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just heard four songs by Delaney Bonnie and Friends. We heard Love Me a Little Bit Longer. Before that, we heard When the Battle is Over. And we heard Ghetto from... Those were from... all three of those were from Accept No Substitute. Released on... what release was it released on? We'll find the... Yeah, this is... you know, Accept No Substitute. Yeah, this released on Elektra Records in July 1969. And we started things off with Home. No, we started things off with, it's been a long time coming, From Home, released on Stax Records in May 1969. Let's see, on tour, let's see, another member was Eric Clapton, who joined the Friends as a lead guitarist midway through the U.S. tour in July and August of 1969. On this tour, Delaney and Bonnie were supporting Clapton's short-lived supergroup Blind Faith with Steve Winwood. Clapton later described Whitlock as, without doubt, the most energetic Simon I had ever seen. Along with other members of Delaney and Bonnie, Whitlock flew to England in November 1969 to prepare for a highly publicized U.S. tour. Financed by Clapton. In his autobiography, Whitlock states that his arrival in London changed the dynamics with the band, as the Bramlets now consider themselves big stars. Speaking of big star, another Memphis band, and the big one solely responsible for their newfound success. Once in London, Whitlock participated in a session for a solo album by the American soul singer Doris Troy on the Beatles' Apple record label. The album Doris Troy was released in 1970. Was co-produced by George Harrison, who, having championed Delaney and Bonnie in the British press, accepted Clapton's invitation to join the tour. So this is a track from Doris Troy. This is from the self-titled album, released on Apple Records in 1970. Here's Doris Troy. And So Far, we're paying tribute to Bobby Whitlock on the next show. We'll be right back.
a nice night. And I'd like to say thank you to everybody that's been out, because we've had a fantastic time. We've never been received like this in our lives.
Yeah. Just heard a couple songs from Delaney and Bonnie. That was Only You and I Know. And before that, we heard Things Get Better. Both of those were from On Tour with Eric Clapton album, released in 1970. And we started things off with Doris Troy, late Doris Troy, and So Far, from her self-titled album, released on Apple Records in 1970. So, anyway, brings to CQ star new band, Whitlock and Clapton, reunited with Rattle and Gordon at a session for P.B. Arnold before going on to back Harrison on his 1970 triple album, All Things Must Pass. Whitlock described the latter sessions as spectacular in every way, although individual contributions remained hard to ascertain due to the large cast of musicians on the Phil Spector produced recording. Harrison biographer Simon Lang identifies Whitlock as one of two core keyboard players on All Things Must Pass, having traditionally favored organ as his keyboard instrument. Whitlock played piano for the first time in a studio recording during the sessions for Harrison's Beware of Darkness. So anyway, let's listen to a track from All Things Must Pass. Here's the late George Harrison, and I'll Have You Anytime. We're paying tribute to Bobby Whitlock on the next show.
Thank you. break each other's heart. We cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Getting to get back, isn't it a pity? Some things take so long.
Heard four songs by George Harrison. That was Isn't It a Pity, version 2. Before that, we heard the title track, All Things Must Pass. We heard Beware of Darkness, which is a song in which Whitlock is featured prominently. In which Whitlock late Bobby Whitlock plays piano. And we started things off with I'll Have You Anytime. All those are from All Things Must Pass, released in 1970 on Apple Records. That was from the 2014 reissue. So anyway, In June 1970, early in the All Things Must Pass sessions, Clapton, Whitlock, Rattle, and Gordon formed the blues rock band Derek and the Dominoes. The first release was a U.S.-only single, Tell the Truth, produced by Spector and written primarily by Whitlock. So we're going to hear this song. Here's Derek and the Dominoes featuring Bobby Whitlock. And Tell the Truth. We're paying tribute to Bobby Whitlock on the next show. Ow.
Yeah.
Derek and the Dominoes, featuring the late Bobby Whitlock, and Tell the Truth from Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, released in 1971. And that's pretty much going to do it for Bobby, tribute to Bobby Whitlock. We'll do part two next week. But right now, the show's got to end because we've run out of time here. So Eric and her are going to play us out of here. Oh, by the way, I should make this program note. Gary Burbank has died. He was a radio personality on WLW. Yeah, anyway, so, I mean, a lot of people may have heard him because WLW was carried on XM satellite radio for a number of years. So a lot of people, like, got to know him because he had Earl Pitts American, Gilbert Gnarly, Alan Blind Muslim. So yeah, a lot of the characters. So anyway, rest in peace, Gary Burbank. So anyway, the next live show will be the Tom and Darrell Afternoon Show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And after that, you have a Jim Pemberton show, probably Give Me Back the 70s. So anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Pub and Paler Overnight featuring Bradley and Baylor. But right now, this is number 6 reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something with the fingernails, no, yes, dry sleeve, and drink milk. And join us on the web at thenextshow.com with a 04 playlist and show archives. Show is over. See you next week. Goodbye, 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 my children, turn the radio off, goodbye. Thank you.